on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Gardaí continue to appeal for information with regards to the whereabouts of a missing Donegal teenager. The Dáil House heard pleas again for the need for emergency intervention for homeowners living in homes affected by defective blocks which are not fit for human habitation. Gardaí have described an incident in Letterkenny in which a man was attacked as unsavoury. There's outrage meanwhile in West Donegal after a mural was vandalised. And Ireland's oldest councillor, Councillor Ian McGarvey, is set to retire in January. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly. First news though, searches are continuing for a teenager missing from Rathmullen for almost a week. 17-year-old Aaron Donnelly was last seen in the town last Wednesday. Garda Sergeant Eunan Walsh is appealing to anyone with information to come forward.
Gardaí and Milford are appealing to the public for the assistance in tracing the whereabouts of a young 17-year-old man, Aaron Donnelly, who was missing from the Rathmullen area since the 23rd, last Wednesday, the 23rd of November. Aaron is described as being 5'9" in height, slim build, short brown hair and brown eyes. So we're appealing for anybody who may have seen this young man to contact Milford Garda Station 07491 53060.
Gardaí have described, meanwhile, an incident in Letterkenny in which a man was attacked as unsavoury. At around 12:45 a.m. on Saturday last, a male was chatting with friends in the Glenard Park Long Lane area when he was approached by a group of males and attacked by one of them. The injured party fled to a house in Hazelbrook Crescent, but was followed by the group who proceeded to smash the front window of the property. The Dáil House heard pleas again for the need for emergency intervention for defective block homeowners whose properties are not fit for human habitation. Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin told the Taoiseach that families are desperate and were left with no other option but to protest outside County House in Lifford yesterday. Deputy McLaughlin pressed Micheál Martin to provide an update for homeowners.
Taoiseach and Minister for Housing, a couple of weeks ago I raised the urgency of families in homes that are not fit for human habitation, an urgent intervention. And the legislation was passed in July. Those families were protesting outside the Donegal County Council offices in Lifford yesterday. They're absolutely desperate. They're in houses with black mould, houses that are falling down around them, crumbling masonry. Can I get an update about what's going to happen? Is it going to be resolved?
Thank you.
If not, we need urgent statements from the Minister.
Well, the Taoiseach responded by saying that he would ask the Housing Minister to provide an update to Deputy McLaughlin. Homeowners, meanwhile, affected by defective blocks are being encouraged to attend a MICA information night this week in Buncrana. Members of the MICA Action Group and representatives who are leading the scientific research into defective blocks will speak at the event on Thursday at 7 p.m. in the Inishowen Gateway Hotel. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
The event is open to any families or individuals who are affected by defective concrete blocks in any way. Representatives of the MICA Action Group will be given a presentation on the step-by-step process of the redress scheme and providing people with the most up-to-date information. There will also be a question and answer session for anyone who wants to find out more information and be available to engage with people directly. Dr. Eileen Doherty and Dr. Paul Dunlop of Ulster University will also be given a brief update at the information night on the research that is ongoing into defective blocks that they are doing in collaboration with international experts. As well as the more practical supports available on Thursday night, there will be a full range of community and voluntary groups in attendance outlining the well-being and mental health supports available to family and individuals with defective blocks in Inishowen. Two self-care practitioners will also be there on the night to provide people with tips and information on managing stress and anxiety in a more holistic way. More information is available on our website highlandradio.com.
Gardaí believe the theft of three vehicles in Letterkenny may be linked. The thefts occurred between Wednesday last and yesterday evening. Two of the cars were found on fire. Garda Sergeant Walsh is appealing to anyone with information to contact them.
The first one is the theft of a white Toyota Wish, parcel reg 07D122. Which was stolen from Garden Court Apartments on the Lower Main Street area of Letterkenny last Wednesday, the 23rd of November, approximately 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., and the vehicle was discovered on fire on the Iona Road there at 9:15 p.m. So we're appealing to anybody who may have observed any suspicious activity in the area of Garden Court, or believes that they may have seen this car on the roads in Letterkenny between these times, to make contact us at the Letterkenny Garda Station. Last Wednesday, again the 23rd, so a silver Toyota Vitz, partial reg 09W Hotel, stolen from the Glendale Manor area, the Long Lane of Letterkenny, between 8:05 p.m. and 9 p.m. The stolen car was abandoned and discovered last Saturday past at 26 p.m. in a hotel car park on the Rebelton Road out in Ballymaleel there. So we're asking residents in the area, if they remember having seen any suspicious activity on the night in question, to contact us. And again, anybody who believes that they may observe this car on the roads around Letterkenny or anywhere, or captured in dash cam, to come forward. The theft of a red Nissan Note, Greg, partial reg 10DL. So this car was stolen from a car park on the Port Road across from the ATU yesterday evening between 5:15 p.m. and 6:45 p.m. The owner has actually went to a local gym and had his car key stolen from the gym, and the car was stolen from the car park. The car was later discovered on fire in the area of Whitethorn Close in the town in Gortlea there. So again, anybody in the area of Whitethorn Close around the time who was dash cam or has seen this car being abandoned or set alight or any sort of suspicious activity, to come forward to make contact with us, please.
Meanwhile, Gardaí investigating a burglary at a business premises in the Port Road are seeking a number of youths. The burglary occurred on the Port Road on Tuesday last at around 6:50 p.m. CCTV footage has been reviewed, and it has been ascertained that three youths in their late teens wearing their hoods up were involved in the break-in. Two of them waited outside the premises while one entered the shop, and two mobile phones were stolen. Garda Sergeant Walsh is appealing for information.
A phone shop on the Port Road just above the station roundabout there. Last Tuesday afternoon, the 22nd of November at approximately 6:50 p.m. So we're aware that damage was caused to the gate and rear window of the property for the culprits to gain access. We have CCTV of the incident, Greg, and we have ascertained that three youths in their late teens, we believe, wearing hoods ups, their hoods up, were involved in the break-in. Two of them waited outside while one entered the shop. Two mobile phones were stolen from the business, a grey Apple iPhone 8 and a blue Samsung A71. So again, we appeal for anybody who may have travelled up the Port Road at that time last Tuesday, the 22nd, at around 6:50 p.m, that I may have seen these three youths, to make contact with the Letterkenny Garda Station 07491 671 100.
The Taoiseach has accused people before profit of being puppets for Putin. In Testy Doll exchanges, Micheál Martin said three TDs for the party were constantly repeating lines from the Russian government. The TDs had raised questions about Ireland's relationship with NATO before this exchange.
I just want to say, every time there's a question in Ukraine, especially to do with refugees, to do with humanitarian, the three deputies opposite bring it back to NATO, bring it back to the Russian argument. And it's the same argument used by Russia last week when it named a lot of Irish politicians on their list. You guys are acting like puppets for Putin's regime. It's a disgrace what you're at. And I've watched it now for months. And that's all you do. You're puppets for the Putin regime.
On foot of a demand for action on corruption claims made at last year's budget meeting, the acting chief executive of Donegal County Council told members this week that further information has been sought from the member who made the comments. Liam Ward says when that has been responded to, then the council will brief members. However, Councillor Nicholas Crossan, who raised the issue, told the meeting that's effectively a cut and paste of the answer given at the last minute. He says comments were made which have put members and officials under a cloud, and that more urgency is needed in dealing with the issue.
It's a year down the line since most of the members of Donegal County Council were being accused of being corrupt and in league with the members of staff, and I refute that statement, and so does the members of the independent grouping, and I would like a clarification on it, and Councillor Micheál Colum either to come out and apologise or produce the evidence.
The council says it's sought further information and further clarification, and I mean, that is the response you've had before. It's taking a long time for, as it were, flesh to be put on the bones of the claim.
Yeah, I know things that can drag on within council, but I mean, like, this is a year down the line, Donald, and I was thinking that we should get some clarification on it now.
There's outrage in West Donegal after a mural was vandalised. In a social media post, the Duhurry Development Group described the defacing of the mural as a despicable act. They believe the vandalism of the mural of local man Joey Ward was carried out at night. The group says they are shocked and saddened and have confirmed that the incident has been reported to Gardaí. Ireland's oldest councillor is set to retire in January. At yesterday's plenary meeting of Donegal County Council, Councillor Ian McGarvey received a standing ovation from fellow members and a presentation from the council. Councillor McGarvey's nephew, Pádraig McGarvey, will take over the role. Councillor McGarvey, who was first elected onto Donegal County Council in 2004, says during his tenure it was important that all members were united in representing the people of Donegal.
And the time has come for me over the years, because it wasn't only while I was on the council, I was doing the same thing from about 17 years on for people. And no bother to me, and care of the elderly and every other system that I could help with and so on. So it wasn't a great change for me to go onto the council. The only reason I was anxious to get on council was the fact that hopefully he could do more for people. Now, it can be very disappointing, and very disappointing over years when you're promoting certain things and when you're contesting certain things like mass direction and things like this and rights of way and so on. It can be very disappointing, and the members, in my estimation, need to exercise more authority. Because even during my time on the council, I had many a run-in with the executive and so on, but never ever made any difference. It never was offensive to anybody or anything like that, because look, it's not them and us, it's always, I say it's us, the whole lot of us, because as far as Donegal people are concerned, they elect people like me to represent them as fully as they possibly can. It may not all be possible, but by God, I'll tell you one thing certain, when they all stand together, irrespective of, say, party or anything else, it does make a difference.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy's Sports Letterkenny, with great stocking fillers like snoods and bobble hats. Shop local and find the perfect Christmas gift with free next day delivery on orders over €85 at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with the World Cup. The Netherlands have qualified for the last 16 of the competition as Group A winners. Goals from Gakpo and De Jong saw them beat Qatar this afternoon by 2-0. The Dutch will play the runners-up from Group B in round two, and Senegal will play the Group B winners after they beat Ecuador by 2-1. So Senegal could be the opposition for England, because the Group B matches start at 7. The English are effectively through, and they meet Wales this evening, with the match between the USA and Iran likely to throw up the other qualifier. Iran have a 1-point lead over the USA in the group. Wales must win to have any chance of remaining alive in the tournament. England manager Gareth Southgate has decisions to make regarding the inclusion of Phil Foden, Jordan Henderson and Kyle Walker. England were poor in the 0-0 draw versus the USA. Here's midfielder Henderson on managing expectations.
You know, we expect high things from ourselves. The fans expect big things from us as well, with what we've done over the last few years. So that's just part and parcel of football, really. It's how you deal with it. It's going to be emotional. You're going to have different challenges in front of you, certainly in tournament football, and it's how you deal with them. And hopefully we can deal with them in the right way.
Well, the Spanish top flight is calling for Juventus to be hit with immediate sanctions after allegedly breaching fair play rules. La Liga wants UEFA to act on complaints the Italian giants accounted for transfers above fair value and under-accounted for employee expenses. All members of the Juventus board resigned last night while investigations continue. Tiger Woods says Greg Norman needs to step down as LIV Golf CEO if there is to be peace in the sport. The 15-time major winner has echoed sentiments already shared by Rory McIlroy. Golfers signed up to the Saudi-funded LIV Series are suspended from PGA Tour competitions, and Woods believes Norman's resignation is just one step on the road.
I think Greg has to go, first of all, and then obviously the litigation against us, and then our countersuit against them. Those would then have to be at a stay as well. So then we can talk. We can all talk freely.
ATU Donegal won the HEC LGFA Division 3 League Crown last night, beating St Mary's of Belfast by a single point. 9-8 was how it finished. The Letterkenny ladies had to come from behind, 4 down at half time, and it now sets the side up nicely for the championship at the turn of the year. ATU manager Barney Kern was delighted with his side's character last night.
The competition you're in, it's always nice to win it. And, you know, the way we done it, I would say last night was special. We didn't lead at all in the whole game until the 32nd minute, and the game was over in 34, and we won by a point, you know. So we fought hard to get there, you know. They never give up.
Yeah,
that's one thing they've done all year, Roger.
It's nice to win a title, but it's a good rock, it's a good foundation now for you as you head to championship at the turn of the year.
Oh, 100%, Roger. We use something like, I was just looking at my wee book, we use something like 30 odd players over the year, you know, well over the first half of the year. And that's what the league's for. It's kind of to get everybody a chance, because they're coming from all over the country. You know, you want to see what you have. And you only, some girls don't suit trials or training, and you see them more so in games, you know. So it's good to get the games. It's good to get the league out of the way. And now we'll be focusing on championship. It's going to be a tricky one. We moved up a level in last year, still playing a lot of teams roughly at our own level. So it's going to be an interesting one. And I'm just really looking forward to the challenge, and we'll be back training now. We'll be back in the gym next Monday, Oisin, and then along with Paul, and we'll be on the pitch on Tuesday.
And there's more from Barney Kern on that ATU success, available now in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. On the snooker front, Ken Doherty will be in first round action at the Scottish Open this evening. The 1997 world champion faces world number 2, Gary Wilson. Already today, there has been victories for Judd Trump, Barry Hawkins and Mark Williams. Ferrari's F1 team principal, Mattia Binotto, is to leave his role at the end of the year. They finished second in the constructors' standings this season, but a number of tactical errors spoiled Charles Leclerc's push for the title. And finally, in hockey, Ireland have beaten Pakistan 3-1 in their Nations Cup game today in South Africa. It's the second win of the pool stage for the Irish after they defeated France in their opening game yesterday. That's your sport for today, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, the Agriculture Minister says there needs to be a cultural change in farming to promote women. Charlie McConlogue was speaking at the launch of the National Conference on Women in Farming. Cabinet also signed off on a new agri-food regulator to cut down on unfair trading practices in the sector. The minister said the government will be bringing forward proposals to promote women in farming.
I think we need to see a cultural change. There's no doubt there has been a culture which has been a barrier to women taking over family farms for many, many generations, that handing down of the family name in the farm, that, you know, even whether there was a son or a daughter interested, or a niece or a nephew, it was always the son or nephew that was preferred over the daughter or the niece. That must change.
Weather now largely dry this evening with some cloud. Highest temperatures of 6 to 9 degrees and light to moderate southeast breezes. The closing headlines this evening. Searches are continuing for a teenager missing from Rathmullen for almost a week. 17-year-old Aaron Donnelly was last seen in the town on Wednesday last. The Dáil has heard pleas again for the need for emergency intervention for defective block homeowners whose homes are no longer fit for human habitation. Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin told the Taoiseach that families are desperate and were left with no other option but to protest outside County House in Lifford yesterday. There's outrage in West Donegal after a mural was vandalised. In a social media post, the Duhurry Development Group described the defacing of the mural as a despicable act. And Ireland's oldest councillor is set to retire in January. At yesterday's plenary meeting of Donegal County Council, Councillor Ian McGarvey received a standing ovation from fellow members and a presentation from the council. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Tuesday evening, November the 29th. The death has occurred of John Devine, 3A St Junan's Terrace Rafoe, formerly Mossbeg, Ballandrate, County Donegal. John will be reposing at Kelly's Funeral Home tomorrow afternoon from 3 until 7 o'clock with rosary at 5:45. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30, going to St Patrick's Church, Murlock for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed on clonleyparish.com. The death has taken place of Patrick H. Doherty, Church Road, Carndonagh. Removal from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest at Mountaintop, Letterkenny, tomorrow morning at 11:30. Reposing at his family home from tomorrow with removal on Friday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, and burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Medical 4, Letterkenny University Hospital. Mass can be viewed on church media. The death has taken place of Cornelius Con Pater Gallagher, Sleahan, Derrybeg. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Rosary nightly at 8 o'clock. House private from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. Funeral Mass in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock with interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has taken place of Seamus Jim Carn, Fife, Scotland, and formerly a Carradone, Rathmullen. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has taken place of John Stevenson, 94 Hollyhill Road, Strabane. Reposing at his sister Bernadette Devine's home, 98A Curlyhill Road, Strabane, today and tomorrow. Requiem Mass in the Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road, Strabane, on Wednesday morning, December the 14th at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Alzheimer's Society, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Susan Taggart, née Mimna, 104 Braddon Road, Drumquin. Susan's remains are reposing at her late residence. Her funeral will take place tomorrow morning with 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Langfield, Drumquin. Burial afterwards in the adjoining Old Cemetery. House private, please. The death has occurred of Jim Flanagan, Rathmore Terrace, Bleak, County Fermanagh. Reposing today at the Work Hall, Main Street, Bleak, from 6 o'clock until 8:30. Jim's cortege will leave the family home tomorrow morning at 10:15 via Bleak Pottery and travel up the Main Street to St Patrick's Church for 11 o'clock Mass of the Resurrection, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Mass will be streamed on YouTube. Family home private at all times. The death has taken place of Joe McKelvey, Strelongford, Drumkeen. Joe's remains are reposing at his late residence until 10 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. with rosary both evenings at 9 o'clock. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15, going to St Patrick's Church, Drumkeen for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Interment afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Oncology Dairy Services, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. House private on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has occurred of Kathleen Geraldine Curran, 31 Willowbrook, Glencar, Letterkenny. House private, please. Cremation will take place in Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan, tomorrow. The death has taken place of Mary McLaughlin, High Glen, Carrigart. Remains reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow, going to the Church of St John the Baptist for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on the Meva Parish Facebook page. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Mark McDade, Ned, Cherry Avenue, Carndonagh. Mark is reposing at his mum and dad's home, Nishi and Bernie Ned, Temple Moyle, Culdaff. You may pay your respects today until 10 o'clock and tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Mark's funeral mass will take place on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Aughaclay, Mallon, while by burial in St Mary's Cemetery, Lag, Mallon. family time on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Galway University Hospital, care of any family member. Mark's funeral mass can be viewed live on the Malin Head Community Facebook page. And the death has taken place of James Tinney, Fatherings 31 Melmount Road, Strabane. Remains reposing at his home. Funeral leaving his home on Thursday morning at 25 to 10 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 9 p.m. until 12 noon. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.